speaking of disappointing seasons, we bring in Brittany McNamara.
Oh,
Coach,
yeah.
You know, what the heck? I mean, a terrible season
it
last year.
It was awful. I mean.
I can't even believe you're back.
I know. I thought they'd really fire me.
Well, yeah, no,
I thought I was gone.
Yeah, no assistant coach helping now, so that's not your fault.
No, yeah, Chad DeFranco. What an assistant.
You picked the wrong DeFranco. Just kidding, Chad.
Yeah, we all love you, Chad. Yeah.
Coach 23-5, a trip to Dayton last year, a run that none of us will forget.
Yeah.
But how do you take that and then say, okay, that was last year, this is now, enjoy what it was, but you're ready to start all over again?
Yeah, you know, I just had this same conversation with Olivia DeFranco earlier about expectations versus goals. And, you know, we had our expectations. People have all these expectations for us, but we're not the same team as we were last year. You know, losing Mary Meng obviously is a huge loss for us, but we also lose two really great role players that played key moments for us in those big games. And, you know, just reloading, trying to find three girls that can really fill those spots, fill those shoes, it's going to take some bumps in the road. But, you know, we're looking to, you know, try to get back, you know, if, you know, just to a district championship like we just planned on last year, and, you know, see where the road takes us.
Of course, we're joking. The Midview Middies made it all the way to the state semifinals at the University of Dayton a year ago. 23-5, unbelievable season. But you lead me to a question here, Brittany. Everybody's going to think of Brittany, of Mary Meng. Everybody's going to think of Olivia and those types of players. But I thought your role players last year were a huge part of why you got to where you got to.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to a team that you need everybody and that you never know when they may fit in and how that can help the team?
Right, exactly. I tell my girls every day, you know, I have people that can score the basketball. I don't lack in that department whatsoever, but are you going to do the little things? Are you going to do what Maya and Grace did for us last year? Get the rebounds, get the steals, make those little layups when we need to, and, you know, do the little things for us, not just the big things. You know, I have Liv that can score. I have Leah DeFranco that can score. But, you know, if you can score 5 to 10 points, that really helps us. But are you going to, you know, stop their best player? Are you going to get those rebounds and box outs? That's kind of how I describe it to those girls when I need those three other girls to really step up for us.
So just happened to be stopping by watching some of your practices. I think you have those girls, Coach, watching your practices. You know, I think last year they were in the shadows because of Mary and the other two you had. But they did the job I felt that they had to do, but they were just not shown because the other two were so outstanding.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have girls that have been waiting to put in those shoes of Mary, Liv, Maya, Grace, all those girls that we had last year. One being Samantha Pebworth. She'll be a senior this year, but she'll be a huge key factor for us, you know, over the first couple of games and this whole season. She's 5'10", 5'11", and she, you know, can really move and get, you know, put somebody on her butt and just get to the basket. Erica Baldoza started for us last year. She is probably one of the fastest girls in the SWC, man. When she's at full speed, nobody can catch her. And then also Alana Stacy. She helped us in those key moments last year coming off the bench, but I think, you know, when she steps into a game, she's really going to help us, and, you know, she'll probably start for us this year.
That's, I mean, they're competitive.
Yeah, they're competitive. They're ready to go. They were, you know, last year really started the, you know, whole drive for it, and, you know, those girls are ready to step in for those shoes.
And you know,
those shoes.
You're going to have a target in your back this year, obviously.
We always do. Yeah. We always welcome
it. You love it.
We do.
Coach, you know, last year with the season that you had and the fact that Mary is going to be at Michigan State this year and Liv's going to Eastern Michigan next year. Has that gotten girls basketball, the excitement in Midview, up? Like, are you seeing it in numbers, whether you be freshman JV varsity or even the younger levels? Or do you think that'll be maybe years down the road to see how that all plays out?
I kind of see it both now and, you know, down the road. We started our youth league for the first time for Midview in a long time. And we have a team in every grade. So first year coming out, I think we really helped the excitement, you know, grow that Midview girls basketball, you know, is back and ready to go. But we have about 6 freshmen and 11 sophomores. And, you know, some just came back out from not playing for a year. And it's really exciting to have those girls. I have 2 freshmen that are, you know, going to swing JV varsity that I think can help those help fill those shoes in a couple years. They'll probably be more varsity than JV, but you can't teach 6'3 and 5'11.
I was waiting for that comment because I heard on the street some girl came up on the volleyball team, was about 6'3. Just a rumor.
Two of them.
Okay.
And I really like having them.
So to answer your question, Rob, yes, Medview basketball is exciting.
Yeah, Medview basketball is exciting. And that's, you know, that's all we talked about last year is, you know, changing the culture of Medview basketball. You know, how people, you know, see us, how people look at us when they're on their schedule. You know, the past couple of years, people be like, oh, Medview, like, we got this. But, you know, now they look at us and, you know, we have that target. People want to beat us. And we accept the challenge every night.
So you mentioned at the beginning that you had a conversation with Liv as opposed to expectations versus goals.
Yeah.
Are you able to share any of that with us?
She was just kind of, you know, high school girl, stresses out. You're the all-time leading scorer as a junior. It's a huge accomplishment. Not many people, you know, in high school basketball get to do that. You average 31 points a game. Again, not many people around this area can do that. How can you live back up to that? And I said, listen, the outside noise is outside noise. You know, it's what happens in these four walls is what's the most important and what we can, you know, live on. When you had fun last year is when you started scoring. You know, that's all that matters. And, you know, we don't have that. We have expectations. People have expectations on us. But what's our goal? Our goal is to take one game at a time. We want to win conference. We're going to compete for conference. Then we move on to district. We win district. Great. Let's move on to the next game. You know, one game at a time mentality is what we've got this year. And, you know, Liv is really excited. She was, you know, like, okay, all right. You know, I'm like, come on, Liv. You know, you're going to step on that court first game and be great as you typically are.
And have fun.
And have fun. And she does. You know, she's a great, great person to be around.
She definitely did in that run you had in District Regional. You can tell on the floor. She basically took over the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean. Yeah. That's a once-in-a-lifetime, couple games that you get to have. And as a high schooler, you dream about it, and she lived it. Like, that's what is so crazy to me is, like, I got to witness it, and that was so fun.
So last year, people didn't expect that, obviously.
No.
This year, people are, like Coach said, now they're coming at you.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? And more importantly, how do you explain that to the girls, that now Medview is – going to be taken extremely seriously every night?
Yeah, and I think those girls from last year's run really helped me, you know, drive that through the younger girls. For them just to be a part of it and understanding that, you know, we wanted to be feared. We wanted to come out of that season knowing, oh, we have Medview on the schedule. We're going to do everything in our power to be able to beat them. And I think some of those girls are starting to get that. We went out and scrimmaged against Hoban and Stowe Monroe Falls yesterday. And obviously we played Hoban in the regional semis and beat them by a little bit. And they were ready to go right back at us. And I think some of those younger girls really understood, you know, saw it right then and there. Like, oh, they remember what we did to them last year. So this is going to be every night of playing SWC. So we got to gear up and get ready.
All right, opening night. We've got it on WEOL. You're going to take on Elyria Catholic and the Fighting Rothgaries. to get ready for the Fighting Rothgaries, we all know Midview is going to win by, 40, 50 points?
Oh, yeah. You know, totally, Coach.
How do you talk to your team about starting off with that scrimmage / game?
You know, I love playing Coach Roth. You know, ever since that first year we played each other and he got me that one time, I promised the girls that would never happen again. But, you know, he's got a good squad. He got it, you know, reloaded a little bit. And, you know, we're ready to go right back at it December 2nd. We get to unveil our Final Four banner. So it'll be
awesome.
A really exciting, you know, emotional night. And I think that'll really help us, you know, the keys to victory.
And we will be there.
And a new floor.
Oh, yes, and the new floor. We got new floor, new lights. It looks like a whole new home.
That's Troy DeFranco
court.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
It's beautiful. I love it. And it's such an emotional, sentimental thing.
And it'll be WEOL's pleasure once again to be there all day for the DeFranco tournament at Troy DeFranco court.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So we'll see you on December 2nd. Thanks for being a good sport.
I love it.
That's Brittany McNamara, the head coach of the Midview Lady Middies.